Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the second day of Adar, Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that although the mitzvah of leaving Peah is on the standing grain, on the standing crops, nevertheless, and not after you've harvested, nevertheless, there are certain times where the mitzvah is to leave the payah or give the payah while it's tolish, when it's already been cut. And that's in areas where there is a danger. People can be a tall palm tree and things like a vine that's draped over trees. There we don't wait for the poor people to come and get it, because there's dangerous. It's possibly dangerous for them to do so. So the owner brings it down. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a case where people wanted to keep it the way the Torah says to do it. In other words, to leave it bepeya, even in areas of danger. What do you do then? Mishnah base. Bedolis or bedekel enokain. When it comes to adolis, a vine that's draped over a tree or draped over something high, a trestle, where there the mitzvah is to take it betolish after it's already been detached. Enokain, it's not the case. Afilu tishim betisha oimim lavois. Even if 99% of the people are saying, Lavois, we want to get it ourselves. Don't take it down. Leave it to us to get it. And one of the 100 says, L'chalik, he says, no, divide it, separate it. We want you to bring it down. L'zesh, I mean, we listen to that one fellow. Sha'omer kalacha, because he said it according to, he's spoken appropriately, because that's what should be done in the cases of where there's danger, a tall palm tree to climb that up that tree, etc. And so since he has spoken correctly, that's exactly what the owner has to do, the landowner. He has to go take down the fruits and then leave it for them to collect or give it, or he gives it out. He should give it out according to the halacha. Mishnah Gimel. Not al mitzas peah. What happens if one of the poor comes along, he takes a bit of the payah that he's collected, and he wants to chup more. So what does he do? Uzrak al ashar. He throws it on some other crops there. He wants to be koined. He wants to show ownership over it, even though really there's no ownership. You can't own something by throwing something over it. But according to his mindset, he wants to reserve it for him. Now, this is not really something very nice at all, because by doing so, he's hiding it or trying to keep it from himself, not even giving a chance for other people to come and collect it. Right. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ein lo boklum." He gets nothing. He keeps nothing of it. Even what he collected, we're going to take it away from him. Why? Because we make a special penalty. A penalty is we take it away. We take away both the tolish and the mechuber, the ones that he collected genuinely, properly, the payah, and the ones that he threw it upon. That is not his at all, because it hasn't been collected yet. So, continues the Mishnah, Nofal Loyola. What happens if the fellow, a poor person, jumps upon it? He finds the grain, he finds a nice bunch of payah, and he falls down, he falls his body over it. Or he spreads his talus over it. Once again, you're not allowed to do a thing like that. Mavir no semena. As the manner, we will take it away from him. The same thing applies to leket. If he covers it up with his cut grain, leket is what drops from the farmer's hands as he's collecting his grain. But omer hashikha, is what he's forgotten to harvest, and he has to turn back to get it. He's not allowed to turn back to get it. So there too, if the anim are doing this type of game, they're throwing their coat over it, and therefore they're taking it, it's not on, and they will be penalized as well. Now, even though we have a halacha that the four amas of a person will acquire from him objects that are in those four amas, in a simta, in an alleyway, or in the side of a shusar abim, so why here in the field of his friend, why will they not do it? One answer is, because the Chachamim never made a takana that he'll acquire anything in his four amas in a field of his friend. The Chachamim didn't go that far. They didn't make such a takana. Or, furthermore, it's possible that since the fellow, why is the fellow not coined? Because since the fellow fell upon it, That shows that he wanted to be koneg through falling, since there is no kinyan on falling upon a grain. So therefore we tell him that even though there is a kinyan within your four amas, you can be koneg something. But here, by demonstrating that by falling upon the article, the payer, or the fact that he puts his talus over it, what is he showing? He's demonstrating that he doesn't want to avail himself of the opportunity of the four amas being koneg. Well, you don't have the four amas being koneg, you're certainly not going to be koneg by throwing your objects over the payer.